Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue to Shmir Salashin, Shar Zachira, new Perek, Perek Yudalid, Boyu Voyer Harchokas, Odom, Mishmias Dibur Masur. We'll be discussing here the importance of a person distancing himself from hearing forbidden speech. Before we begin, I want to give a mashal. Mashal is that when you're a little child, you see something and you ask your mother, usually it's the mother, right? Say, what is that? Maybe it's the father. What's the question the child asks? There's a picture of a skull with bones going like an X position over the skull. As a little child, it's always the first time you don't know what something is, and you learn. And your mother, your father, they tell you, oh, that's a sign for poison to stay away. That's poison. Everybody knows it's a universal sign. Poison, danger, stay away. I don't know. You see the sign anywhere like that? I don't see the sign. But it was the old sign like this, right? That's the marshal. The nimshul is, the Chavetz Chaim tells us, we have to realize that when we hear dvarim, diburim, asurim, they go into our neshama and they burn like a fire burns. Says the Heilige Chavetz Chaim. Mo'oid, mo'oid. Yargil ha'odom es atzmai liyoy zahir. A person has to be extremely cautious, extremely careful to be zahir. B'man sha'amru b'ksubis, and be careful. And that which Chazal told us in Ksubis daf heimat beis, Tanu Rabbanan, says Gemara in Ksubis, li'oylom al yashmiya odom lo'oznov dvarim etaylim. A person has to be extremely careful that he should not hear Dvarim Betalim. The translation of the words Dvarim Betalim doesn't really talk to us. I'll tell you what the translation is. Dvarim Betalim is idle chatter. Well, who uses the words idle chatter? What does that mean? Let's say it's something that we can connect to, we can relate to. Dvarim Betalim is nonsense, topics of conversation that go nowhere. Bittul. Dvarim b'teilim. Dvarim b'teilim. Al yashmiyo lo'oznov dvarim b'teilim. Your ears should not hear dvarim b'teilim. Why? What's the problem? What happens if your ears hear dvarim b'teilim? Says the Gemara further, because if a person's ears hear dvarim b'teilim, they will be the first to pay the price to be scolded, to be burned with the punishment that Hashem brings. They will be the first of the limbs to be burned. What's Pshat? That's the Gemara. What's Pshat? And the Gemara continues over there, take a look. It names the five digits, the five fingers, and tells us what each of the fingers are for. It talks about using your fingers to, you know, like little children do, right? I don't hear you. Of course the children hear us when you tell them to go clean up the room and they put their fingers in there. No, I don't hear you. But the Gemara actually says you put your fingers in your ears to not hear the Lashon Hara. It's a Gemara. This is Gemara. This is our Gemara. Explains the Gemara. Explains the Chavetz Chaim. The Beir HaDavar. The Kemoy Delekas Eish HaGashmi, just like when you have a physical fire. Im Nichnas Be'eze Bayis, if it goes into a certain house, HaMokam Shepagaz Tchilo Derech Ilucho Nichve Tchilo. So let's say a fire comes into a foyer first. Makes sense? The foyer is in the beginning of the house. You open the door. So the first place that we burned will be the den in the back of the house? Obviously not. The fire is right there in the foyer. It's going to grab onto the drapes and anything that's flammable right away. It burns that which it encounters first. So too says the Chofetz Chaim. The same holds true for this spiritual fire. Shu eish hagehenim shenivra ayidei hatumo shemetami odom eseivarev. That is the Eish of Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim that was created through the person speaking Lashon Hara. That's how the fire of Gehenna was created. The same way the flip side, that Gan Eden is created through the mitzvahs of a person that he does, so too the Eish of Gehenna is created through the impurity. Shemetami Odom Esevar, that person is metami himself. He's metami his limbs, his body, by doing Averis. And that aver, which was the first for the fire of Gehenim to come across, it will attack first. That's what it means, nichven tchila. The ears that heard the Lashon Hara will be burned first. The ears that heard the Lashon Hara will be burned first. Balkein be'inon hakshov li dibur mesurim. In regards to hearing forbidden speech, haznayim heim ha'yivarim ha'rishonim ha'meschilim ha'isra b'in shmias ha'davar. It's the ears that are the first of the limbs that hear this diburim asurim, forbidden speech, u'meila nitum tekef, therefore they are the first to become impure. V'al yodom nichlis ha'davar achakach b'leiv. And through the ears, it goes into the person's heart. And of course, then what does he do next? He believes it. He's mekabelus lashon hara, metami osoy, he mekabelus adover, metamin, mamanin, being in the lashon hara. And then when this person accepts it, he believes it, it's metami the person. This is the first piece, Perik Yedalid, mo'id mo'id, yargel ha'odom, es asmoy, liyoy zoyer, b'mash amru, ksubis, li'oylum al yashmiya odom, lo'oznov, dvarim betaylim. Dvar Metalim includes all different types of forbidden speech. Dvar Metalim also includes, we know what nonsense is. We know what nonsense is. Things that have no benefit. And we're not discussing making a joke to somebody, making them feel good. That's not called Dvar Metalim. That's called a mitzvah. Obviously a kosher, good joke. You said, tell somebody a joke that brings up his spirits. And people are, just generation, people are down a lot. People are down. People down. After COVID, a doctor told me his business is booming. A psychiatrist told me his business is booming. And he told me he still is. He's too busy to talk to me even. Doesn't have time to schmooze anymore. People need chizik. That's a mitzvah. But Dvarim B'Teilim, the same way we run from a fire, we have to train ourselves to run from Dvarim B'Teilim, from Diburim Asurim.